My name is Leith Youssef. I am the founder of Lamaso. It's an IT solution company. I have been developing web application and applications in general for a long time. I think of programming as more like an art, another way of doing art, but it's different. You have to look at the code in order to appreciate it, or sometimes you need to see the output product. Sometimes you have an amazing output product, but the code is not good, and sometimes the other way around. The application is very simple, while the code is extremely good. The application that I built is called Twittery. This application is simply take your flight information while you're flying, a real-time update of the flight information to your Twitter, Facebook, or email. Simply take the information from a provider of this of the flight info and forward it to wherever you want based on your choices. So if you schedule this alert through Facebook, then your Facebook friend will see the status get updated with your flight status. So they know where you are now, where you are flying to, and how long it will take you before you arrive there. You set up the alert once, and what's going to happen is that the application will update your friends and family or whoever you want to update the info with.
Or actually you.
You don't need, if you are on the airplane and if you are flying, you don't need to get the updates. You know where you are.
If you make a reservation like a month before and you want to keep you want to stay updated about your status, they need a reminder, maybe.
It will send you a reminder the day before. I mean, the application will send you that your flight is scheduled to leave in this time, so it's a reminder. But reality is that you will not see it till you will come back.
So it's more like a tracker. It tracks
your flight wherever you are now, and let your friends and family know where you are. What I used to build Twittery is Windows Azure and the data storage that's available, the table data storage that's available with Windows Azure too. What it does is it benefited from the ability of Windows Azure to manage very few hits when you start the application, and if it goes into a larger scale and many people start using it, you need the reliability and stability of Windows Azure in this case to make sure that the service is up and running and making sure that the clients or whoever, like the customers using it, is happy with it, and it doesn't go through a lot of downtime.
Do you recommend Azure in general?
For sure, I would recommend Windows Azure to my friends when they are building something that's not that could have a large demand. Because if you want to build a simple application that's very that can run for like 10 or 20 or 30 or even 100 people, you don't need that ability. But if you are building something that would be accessible by many people and there could be a large demand on this, I think it would be very useful.
Would be more
for
than
them. Yeah, of course. I mean, thousands, and if you want to scale to that level, you should think of switching to Azure, because it make it so easy to manage the when you go through a large demand or many people using your application, it's very easy to scale it when you are running it on the clouds.
What did you learn as a result of building the application?
Using Windows Azure to build this application made it was at the beginning a test for the technology. I wanted to know how to build applications for this for Windows Azure, and I found that it's very easy to build if you have experience with ASP.NET. It's very simple to migrate your application from a normal ASP.NET application into Windows Azure, but at the same time there are quite a few things that you have to learn, like using the data storage account that this application needs. Other than that, it was a smooth transition from ASP.NET to this application. It's very simple to move your application to that to Windows Azure and make sure that your application is very scalable.
Why did you call Twitter?
Okay, the name came from a trip. That if you look at the last part, trip, but of course with the domain names available. So I cut the trip part and the Twitter because when I started building application, it was running against the Twitter first. So I kind of combined the twit with the trip and removed the P because I found the domain name available and it's short.
Okay.
Yes.
Hello, so,
yeah.
Where do you see your company in the future, your application maybe?
The application what I see for Twitter over time is that it's becoming the de facto way of updating your flight status with your friends and family or whatever, whoever. And simply it will be integrated. I'm thinking of creating an API for it. So what will happen is that you can integrate it with the airline websites. So they can, while you are purchasing your ticket, it will schedule the alert right away. So you don't need even to do this again. So you don't need to copy the information. The flight status will be part of the purchasing, and you can get that information there, or it can be also even white labeled for the airlines.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.